I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The last time we got a Labor Department report called JOLTS, there were red flags. It found both job openings and people moving into new jobs were down. That was for November. Today's data will be for December. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
The report is called JOLTS, and it's the coolest name in government data. It stands for Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. Jessica Rabe with Data Trek Research says the most important number is
people quitting their jobs.
The quits number is former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen's single favorite economic indicator. Rabe says for good economic health, we want the number of people quitting to go up.
Because they have the confidence that the economy is strong enough that they can find another job.
But in November's report, released last month, there are more than 100,000 fewer quits, as well as fewer job openings and less hiring. Julia Pollack is a labor economist with job site ZipRecruiter.
We saw every single indicator in the JOLTS move in the wrong direction.
She says that's why December's report, out today, matters so much.
If we see that continue, then perhaps we should be a little bit concerned.
Next month, the January JOLTS could be messy. That's when we're likely to see the first effects of the government shutdown. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.